Celsius.
BBC Radio 5 Live.
The voice of the UK.
5 Live Breakfast. Nikki Campbell and Rachel Burden. Listen live, pause, rewind and discover with the BBC Sounds app.
Good morning. Right, listen. If you live in England, you've now got less than a month to opt out if you don't want your medical records to be shared with external companies. If you haven't taken a filled out form to your GPs by June the 23rd, your information will be part of a massive data set that the government will be making available to buyers. Okay? Dr. Angela Coulter is a patient representative of Health Data Research UK, which exists to make data available to researchers. Phil Booth is from the Patient Privacy Campaign Group, Med Confidential. Good morning to both of you. Interesting to hear your exchange of views on this. Dr. Coulter, why is this happening?
I mean, it's happening because there is a huge amount of data in the NHS, a lot of it not well used. And the NHS Digital, which is the controller of these data, wants to make it more readily available for research.
Why can't people just opt in rather than having to opt out?
Well, not really, because that would mean the data were much less complete. We've seen the benefits of all this data. The data have been used for many years. This is an attempt just to make it more readily available to researchers. We wouldn't have learnt an awful lot of what we now know about COVID if it hadn't been for the use of these large data sets. You need really large data sets to learn all the details. And the GP data contains a huge amount of information. So I, for one, certainly won't be opting out because I want my data to be used to produce better treatments, to have better planning in the NHS, to understand who's got various conditions and so on, so that we can learn how to prevent them.
Doesn't that make sense, Phil Booth?
Well, no one's disputing, Nikki, that this data is valuable or that good things like ethical research can be done. What we're concerned with is whether patients can trust that every use of their data is consensual, safe and transparent. And starting with that first one, why the government's rushing this out in a pandemic and giving people, as you said, now less than a month to choose what's done with effectively their lifelong GP medical history without even writing to them to tell them what's happening. And they've done that for millions of people throughout COVID, so why not for this?
Doctor?
I don't think rushing it out is quite the word. They've actually been planning this for years. But in fact, as I say, it's been happening for years too. It's just a bit clunky, the system. So this is a means of making the system less clunky and better able to produce the kind of public benefit that we want.
Let me throw this out.
It was announced on the 12th of May.
Well, it may have been announced on the 12th of May, but you can't disagree
with
the point, Phil, that this has already been happening for years and years. And the point is that
I'm afraid, Angela,
must be
in 2014 an attempt was made and it was stopped. Yeah, that was care.data. GP data has been extracted under the extraordinary pandemic powers for COVID purposes only. But the data grab that's going on at the moment for GP data is a new thing to replace an old system that has, you know, brought up information that's been used to pay GPs and other things. But we are talking about a new thing being done with the medical record, the GP medical record of every man,
but
woman, child.
It's anonymous, Phil. It's anonymous.
It's not anonymous, Nikki. Every medical event which is extracted from your record is linked to your NHS number, your full postcode, and your date of birth. And while those items will be obscured with what's called a pseudonym, NHS Digital openly admits it's got the key to revert that pseudonymisation. So those obvious identifiers are back in the clear. The process is sometimes called anonymisation, but it doesn't make data anonymous. And the law.
Okay, listen. Okay, we will be returning to this. Thank you both very much for coming on and laying it out for us in terms of the arguments for and again.
The voice of the UK. This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
BBC News at 8 o'clock on Monday, the 24th of May. Good morning, this is Adam Porter.